You will fail unless you don't do this. Welcome to the JD Show. Here's something I've learned behind the scene, and I'm actually going to give you examples on my own personal business and life as well. You know, when you go and get trainings, and this is something I've shared previously as well, that when you go and get trainings, right, you learn, you get the content, but you then go and apply it in your context, which is obviously going to be different from the one who is teaching you this. And let's say you're learning this from a trainer. Maybe you're reading books, you're learning from them. Maybe you're learning from the people who are around you by observing them. None of this will actually help you if you don't learn to connect the dots at the back of that. Now, what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example, okay? So imagine you're learning from the books and the training programs and mentors and you know, by observation of people around you, and you try and copy, and you maybe are creative at the back of that. But unless you don't learn to connect the dots behind the scene, that means spending time in solitude and learning to, it's almost like, okay, let me give you an example, live example, okay? I remember, you know, I used to run a transport business. I used to run a chauffeur company. And a transport business is really heavily operations-wise, okay? When I sold that business back in 2014 and I came into business development, I remember I was consulting a client, a German-based client, and he said to me, and there was other clients as well who were kind of saying similar things. They were saying, you know, okay, you're helping us with, you know, business development, but we want to learn about property as well, like asset management and, you know, growing the portfolio. And I started thinking, okay, I'm a qualified financial advisor, I'm a qualified mortgage advisor, and I have a bunch of properties as well that I've invested in, something that I can do, obviously. So I started, it's almost like those clients were giving me feedback that allowed me to connect the dots and come into property. And that's when we came with the idea of PEN, which is Property Entrepreneurs Network. I did a lot of research, making sure that I'm finding the pain points, making sure that we are actually dealing with a proper pain and coming with, you know, kind of dealing with a gap in the market. So we started PEN at the back of that. So it's almost like connecting the dots from a heavy operations business, which was a transport business, which we sold in 2014, came into business development and then into property, which I was a landlord. I became a landlord back in 2003. It was like almost I was connecting the dots. And all the skills that I had from the transport business, I brought them into business development, and then the same similar skills came into property. And remember, like I said, at the back of that, I was working as a qualified financial advisor back in the days. And all of those skills and the pain points within the industry were all kind of connecting the dots. And when we did that, at the back of PEN, we started investing heavily more ourselves as well. But unless I was very actively and consciously and creatively connecting all the dots behind the scene, no amount of trainings, no amount of mentoring, no amount of books would have helped us to get to where we are in our journey. So it's almost like, okay, how do you connect your dots behind the scene? It's not just about getting the trainings and copying others, or even being sometimes creative. Creativity is one aspect of it, but at the same time, connecting all the dots that you have behind the scene and where you can find the real pain points in your business that will help you scale. Like I said, I shared this because I just feel that I come across a lot of people who do get lots of trainings, but they still don't succeed. It's purely because, one, they're getting the content and they're applying into a different context, which is theirs. And the second is that they don't quite connect the dots well. Connecting the dots is where, you know, if you listen to Steve Jobs, that's when he was connecting all the dots, and, you know, when he went through Apple and Pixar, if you look at his journey, it was all connecting the dots. That's when, you know, the iPod was launched. So it's all about connecting the dots and making sure that you bring something innovative, something creative into the world. We're also launching an app at the back of that, which is again connecting the dots. So just wanted to come and share that with you. Like I said, it's all about learning, but at the same time, not just being creative, but connecting the dots at the back of that, creatively finding the right market gaps in the middle of all of that. So yeah, have an absolutely amazing day. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, because the more you do, the more it allows us to keep the premium content for absolutely free and help us share the deeper and amazing experiences of our business and life share with you. Make sure you click on the bell button so you get notifications as well. And like I said, this will all help you create a phenomenal business and an amazing life at the back of that.